I got a story I gotta tell you. No, shut up. I got a story I need to tell you. You're gonna like this story. It's called The Story of Chocolate Fred. It's about my good friend Fred.
So my good friend Fred.
See, one day Fred, he went out with you know, his friends. And they all got stupendously drunk.
And they all go out, they go drinking, and they all get stupendously drunk.
So, at 3 a.m.,
in the morning, they're
you know, drunk, and they stumble into this 24-hour donut shop. And,
so they're looking,
you know,
they're
looking around at the pastries and
the
donuts that are under the glass. And under the glass, you know, there's Boston cream donuts, and there's eclairs, and there's,
you know,
this one large chocolate-covered pastry. Yeah, chocolate. So Fred's looking at this chocolate-covered pastry. He's kind of intrigued by it.
Big
chocolate-covered pastry. I wonder what the heck it is. So
he
sees the nice woman behind the counter. He asks her, you know, very nice woman behind the counter, what is it? That, she replied, is a chocolate Fred. So Fred's thinking to himself, and he's thinking, well,
gotta have it.
Takes out his wallet and purchases the large chocolate
very nice
pastry from the very nice woman behind the counter.
Eats
the large chocolate covered pastry. And the large chocolate covered pastry was very, very, very tasty. Very yummy. Like how tasty that guitar is. We're talking that tasty.
Alright, so much later on.
So later on, he passes out.
He wakes up.
Discovers that his entire body is now made of chocolate. He's like the biggest chocolate Easter bunny you've ever seen, except that he's not a bunny, and no one's gonna give it to anybody else as a gift for Easter. But other than that,
he's the largest chocolate Easter bunny you've ever seen.
I don't know, man. It's like I still hang out with Fred.
I hang out with Fred all the time.
I was with him last night, and
I gotta say,
of all my friends constituted
entirely chocolate,
he's my absolute favorite.